Bob Dagoni writes crime novels set in Seattle. His latest is Her Final Breath. Seattle detective Jennifer Southworth was the inspiration for one of the fictional detectives in the book, and she and King County Sheriff's Department Detective Scott Tompkins helped Dagoni in his research for the book. Ross Reynolds spoke with the two detectives and Bob Dagoni, and he asked him why he worries so much about the details. Why does he care if they're so precise?
Every reader out there, surprisingly, Ross, I mean, they will find the mistakes and they will point them out to you, and then they will point them out to everyone else that they can point them out to. Beyond that, you know, if you're going to go to the trouble of writing a police procedural, why not get it right? You know, I've been a lawyer my whole life. It's not my domain. It's not what I do for a living, but it's really, really cool. And so when I have the opportunity to talk to people like Jen and Scott and ask them, you know, hey, tell me about your job. Tell me what you do. Tell me how you do it. Readers find it really interesting. Readers love nothing more than the CSI type aspects of the police job. You know, the little things, the little details that, you know, that are in Her Final Breath at the moment, you know, how they track down, how fingerprints work and all those kind of things.
So could you give some examples on how Detective Southworth and Thompson maybe saved you from some very embarrassing aspects of this book? Were they able to take a look at it or steer you away from some procedure you had wanted to write about that they told you, no, Bob, this is not going to work?
It happens all the time. I mean, really, honestly, you know, a lot of times what I'll do is first time I ever wrote, you know, when I was working on My Sister's Grave, I went to Scott and I said, here's my idea. Here's what I want to do. Tell me how you would investigate this. Tell me what you would do. And then, you know, he began to just tell me, you know, I would do this and I would do that. And if there was a shooting, you know, and we thought the suspect was still out there, we'd have the dogs out there. And so here's a guy you're going to want to talk to regarding the dogs. And if we had this, we're going to go door to door. And if we had, and so he just runs me through all the procedure and how he would do it and what they would do. And then Jen became sort of the specialist for me for the SPD homicide. But what's really cool about working with both of them is they will stop me and say, did you think about this? Or this would be a really cool way to do it.
They'll give you a new idea.
Well, exactly. Like I'm working on a new idea where, you know, a body shows up 2 years after it was supposed to have been missing on Mount Rainier. And so they started talking to me about facial recognition and the software that they now have available. But the problems that come with that, not being able to use the Department of Licensing, for instance. But still, you know, how does facial recognition work on a minute basis? And that's the kind of stuff that readers really love. The other thing that they are always great with is correcting me on my guns. If you get the gun wrong, you might as well not even write the book because people will put the book down. You know, I think I put a Glock 38 in one of my books one time, sort of a mistake. And I had all kinds of readers saying, Glock didn't make a 38. You obviously did no research. I'm not reading your book anymore. So you got to get the guns right. And so I asked Jen a lot, what kind of gun do you carry? How long have you carried it? Why do you carry that particular gun? Because, you know, my character's supposed to be a marks woman. She's supposed to be, you know, excellent with a gun. And I'm fortunate that Jen is excellent at shooting. So she's helped me a lot. I've gone to the police shooting range with her. And she's run me through the tests that they're put through and all. So all the stuff in Her Final Breath in that first scene, that's all authentic. And that's all thanks to Jen.
So Jen and Scott, is he getting any better at it? Or you continually have to correct him and his misapprehensions about what real police work consists of?
Well, I think he's great at it. And it's not a matter of getting better at it. I think he comes up with these ideas that are really exciting. And the fact that he, you know, wants our input is really fun. I'm a big reader. I love reading police novels. So there are a lot of officers, police, that do actually read these books. And I think we're the least likely to comment on it. Whereas I know you have, Bob's received some comments, which were actually claiming he was wrong, but this person didn't know what they were talking about because Bob wasn't wrong. It can't always be absolutely procedural because that's sometimes too boring and it's not going to be of interest to the reader.
Scott, how about you? Do you also read crime novels?
Not as much as I used to.
Oh, yeah?
I do a lot of reading of crime at work and I try not to get into it too much on off-duty time.
So how did you meet Bob? How did this relationship begin where you started to advise him on some of the things he has in his books?
We had a mutual friend that worked with the prosecutor's office and Bob was looking for somebody to advise him on police investigations and tactics. She introduced us. He happened to be developing a female homicide character, so I introduced him to my girlfriend, Jennifer.
Oh, so your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
A reveal. So do you talk shop at home?
Yes. We do. Well, we work for two different agencies, so it makes it a lot easier to, you know, he knows what I'm going through, I know what he's going through, and so sometimes it's really nice to be able to vent and then let it go, and we don't work for the same department, so it's even easier.
You, one of the things that's real interesting in working with them is, you know, what they talk to me about is a lot of their cases are grounders, which was a term that Scott used.
What's that mean?
A grounder is an easy ground ball, right? Field it, throw it to first, the guy's out. And so the whodunits, which is what I write, are rare. And so that's what's fun about getting to work with them is, you know, they've had some whodunits. And so Scott will say to me, you know, did you think about this scenario or did you think about that scenario? Or I'm working on an idea where I was trying to have, you know, how a character could find a body at the beginning of the book. And Scott said to me, what about a crab pot? You know, something I'd never thought about. That's kind of the fun part of it.
That's Northwest writer Bob Dagoni. His new crime novel, Her Final Breath, is set in Seattle. You also heard from Seattle Detective Jennifer Southworth and King County Detective Scott Tompkins. They spoke with Ross Reynolds.